Go Retro.
Hey, welcome to Friends to the Eds on Planet 104.6 FM. Thanks so much for tuning in, or maybe streaming live around the world, or if you're not here tonight but you download the podcast, which happens later, thank you so much for doing that, because it's so cool that you're listening in. Tonight, though, is a little bit of a milestone, actually. It's been a year since I started this tiny little music show in conjunction with my buddies at Radio 13. It's hard to believe where the year's gone. My goodness me, what 2020 has brought to us now, I would never have thought would have been here before. It has been a bit of a dream, too, to have a crack at doing some radio, playing some music and being with some good mates, and having a bit of a laugh, better than probably just sitting at home, isn't it? Anyway, tonight I've got my favourite radio buddy, being the one and only Simon William Todd. Hello, Simon.
All right, David. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Look, it's so good that you've come in and, well, you play with the knobs every time.
I'd rather be sitting at home, though.
Yeah. It's not that funny, but it's good that you're here then. Given we're celebrating 12 months, I thought we needed a special topic. And tonight, it's with a little bit of trepidation, given I know some of the things that you like on the radio, and I've chosen this topic with you, so it's a bit scary. It's called Guilty Pleasures. Now, Simon, don't get too excited. It's not about the nocturnal antics of one's bedroom, but more based on the topic I've been fascinated with, and that's, playing these songs that essentially you wouldn't play them to your mates because you're a bit embarrassed by them, or they're probably songs that you really like, but you don't play them till after midnight, and you've got to have like lots of beers, and your buddies are going to give you a bit of shit about it, but they'll sing along, and of course, you know, there'll probably be something, a bit of ABBA in there or whatever. But tonight we're going to kick off. We've chosen some intriguing tracks, dare I say. I mean, a potpourri of different songs and pleasures of principle and interest. But the first one I wanted to play, which I think is definitely a guilty pleasure, it's Blue Suede, and it's Hooked on a Feeling. Ooga 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 shaga 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 ooga ooga
ooga shaga ooga ooga. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight. You let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. I'll look good, love.
the good love. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
Ooga, ooga.
That was Blue Suede with a song called Hooked on a Feeling on the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 mixtape as well, I think you'll find, David.
Yes, it was. And in fact, they've made it kind of famous and cool, but it's not really.
We had it in it was one of the, that soundtrack was one of the things we really all agreed on as a family CD compilation.
Was it?
The Bay of Islands quite a few times. That
the other little tidbit on that song, that was the first album that I ever got was Volume 7, Solid Gold Hits, and that was on side one of that album, so there you go.
Oh, two very interesting facts for the listeners there. Very good.
And, okay, so what's this guilty pleasure you got coming up? Well, all I hear is crowd noise.
Yeah, this is Robbie Williams, who is a prize twat. And mostly hate him. But this is him live at Nebworth. Imagine that, 150,000 people.
150,000
people all
singing along
like I am now.
Well, I saw the video. It's pretty cool. Mm. I saw Robbie Williams, actually, in Wellington.
Did you?
Yeah.
Just in the toilet.
Than I used to be. You're my rock of empathy, right here. So come on, let me take you. Let me take you. Love's too short for you to die. Love yourself and never cry. Never know you won't lie. Show in the world right now. Look me up in yellow pages. I will be your rock of ages. Sing from fans and your crazy amazing. Sit of all people's hostage sheep. Laugh to feel and fell asleep. To do is well about the dress, my dear. Saw my sperm with a half a sugar. With a generation star of the earth. Your side of the teachers in the school for track. You're not gonna win, not like your mom and dad. Come on, baby.
much better than this, though, doesn't it, David?
Seriously, he had some horns on there as well, didn't he?
We've been bouncing away in the studio.
Yeah, well, were you doing the old kind of upswinging arms and the big Nebworth kind of jump?
I was doing all of that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's, see, that was
you.
See, that's hopeless. I mean, that's why I shouldn't be doing the music. I just need to do the talking. Yeah, Robbie Williams, Guilty Pleasure, probably every track would be, but quite a sensational one. This one, of course, you know, if you can't not get up and dance to this puppy after 12.
12 beers?
Yes, as well. Meatloaf, anything Meatloaf, and I'm talking about the singer, not the food.
Fat Marvin, as I call him.
It's 1977, it was my first 45 I ever bought, actually. You took the words right out of my mouth. So shall we have a wee listen to what Meatloaf's got to say about that?
Okay.
Would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Will he offer me his mouth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his teeth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his jaws?
Yes.
Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
Again, will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
And will he starve without me?
Yes.
Then does he love me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Yes.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
Shooting stars falling through your trembling hands. While you were licking your lips and your lipstick shining, I was blind just to ask for a taste. Oh, we were lying together in a silver lining by the light of the moon. You know there's not another moment. And nearly it took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, it must have been while you were kissing me.
Yeah.
Listen to that. That is just classic, isn't it? And guilty pleasure at its best. Simon, what have we got coming up next?
Well, coming up next, David, we've got a much maligned song.
You're quite good at this, actually, aren't you?
What, maligning songs?
No, a bit of back chat.
Oh, just nick my intro, man.
Oh, sorry.
this is, I tell you why I chose this, because this is off... album 82 album by Queen called Hot Space, which is the where they went all kind of a bit. So, well, John, the bass player, got into New York disco along with Freddie, and a lot of the songs, the singles off this, were influenced by this. And I guess coming off the back of the bass line in Another One Bites the Dust, it's pretty bass heavy, but it's got a really cool groove. Freddie sings with quite a soul-y voice, and I often wake up and my I listening to my partner in the shower, and
yes,
I can hear her going bum 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 back chat, back chat.
Really?
Yeah. So I think everyone tomorrow morning will be doing the very same
thing. So you reckon everyone's going to have a wee bit of a
groove? It's a killer song. It's bloody brilliant.
Okay, we'll give it a crack then, shall we?
Oh yeah.
Simon, the first time I heard it, I thought it was a bit shit, but actually, I've quite enjoyed that.
Yeah,
a little bit of funk and fableness from Freddie.
You will continue to enjoy it, David, the more you listen to it.
Wow.
It's a cracker.
I'm going to have to probably give that a try later. I don't have the album, but I've got it on Spotify, so I'll give it a go.
Give it a go, yeah.
Under Pressure was on that, which is a great song with one of our faves, David Bowie, as well.
Yeah, that was there was not much love from fans of that album, but I think it's great.
You are quite brave, actually, having Queen as a guilty pleasure, I think.
Well, I'll stand by their first three albums, because they're real heavy. But then the album after that is when they started doing power chords, and I kind of lost it for me.
Did you?
Because they don't write. The lyrics are about nothing. It's a bit boring.
I think they're trying a little too hard. But you couldn't have David Bowie as a guilty pleasure, could you?
Well, maybe the Laughing
Gnome. Laughing Gnome. Yeah, he designed that.
Or Rubber Band. Do you know that one?
No, I don't.
There's a rubber band that's playing in the park. Yeah, that's another good one.
No.
The Gospel According to Tony Strange. You know that one?
No.
That's
okay.
It's all guilty pleasure ones.
Yeah. Well, talking about guilty pleasures, this one, because there's quite an age difference between you and I, you wouldn't know this song, but Smokey was very popular in the 70s. And after they had their Pimm's and beers out the back in Australia, they'd have a little bit of Smokey going. And that's the band, not what they were doing by any form of relaxation drug. This one's called Living Next Door to Alice. So let's, there's a little bit of a naughty bit in the mirror, but we'll play it anyway. And I tell you what, I remember many, many parties that people got into this one. It got everyone up dancing.
Hard, you mean?
Yeah, up dancing quite firmly, yes. So we'll give that one a crack, shall we?
Fantastic.
She got the word. She said, I suppose you've heard about Alice. Well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes. A big limousine rolled up into Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice.
Alice? Who the fuck is Alice?
We grew up together, so dozen walks in the park. Carved our initials deep in the bark. Me and Alice. Now she walks through the door with her head held high. Just for a moment, I caught her eye. As the big limousine pulled slowly out of Alice's drive. Don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice.
Alice. Who the fuck is Alice?
Then Sally called back and asked how I felt. And she said, I know how to help. Get over Alice. She said, now Alice is gone, but I'm still here. You know I've been waiting 24 years. And the big limousine disappeared. I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got a
Alice. Who the fuck is Alice?
So I'll never get used to not living next door to Alice.
Okay, Simon, you got that so wrong because you're actually supposed to do it twice, I'm just saying, and you said no because it's a strength. What we've got is a version that there's no swearing, that we would put it in. That was the whole idea.
I'm sorry about that. You didn't tell me you were playing the PC instrumental version, David. I'm really sorry.
That's all I could find. Anyway, it's not just all about me. You've got a song now.
Sure.
Tell us about this song, because I don't think many listeners would know this song. So talk us through why you think it is genuinely a guilty pleasure.
It's called High Time He Went by a European artist called René. It came out in the early 80s, and I heard it on BFM one time when I was driving along, and I just thought, what is this? It's wonderful.
Really?
Yeah. Especially the bit in the instrumental where it goes all kind of electro-pop, jazzy. And I just think it's a great song, you know.
So when did it come out? Because it sounds quite...
about 1982.
Disco-y-ish. Mm. Like, a little bit like You'd Spin Me Round, Baby, Right Round, but not really.
Yeah.
Okay.
But...
by Dead or Alive.
Stop, thank you. But stop asking me questions now, because I'm veering into territory I don't know the answers to any of your questions.
Shall I play it now, then?
Please.
Here it comes.
Takes him an hour.
Crikey, if we had a mirror ball in here, we'd be all up dancing away there. That's pretty awful, wasn't it?
Ain't that cool? Ain't that bloody cool?
That was, you know, it's amazing that you found it so late in life as well.
Yeah, it was about a couple of years ago. So
how could
years after
did you say
event?
The BFM B98, is it? The student radio
show. Yeah, BFM.
Yeah. BFM played that.
They did.
Did they? Was it a prank show?
Nope. We don't want to big them too much on the. Well, we're all in the radio community together, but they have their 5 till 7 slot. I think 4 till 7 on the Saturday. They play a very eclectic mix.
Well, that one works really well, and it gets the big tick as a guilty pleasure.
Mm.
Talking about big guilty pleasures, you can't go too far away from Kenny Rogers, to be honest. And you know, there have been many a times when I'm sure that you've wanted to sing out and know when to hold them and know when to fold them, Simon.
Now, every time I see Kenny, I just run as far away as possible.
Well, you can't because he's unfortunately passed away now. So
he's in my dreams, David. He's in my dreams.
So, okay, well, this is what you hope you took a little bit of his lessons from this song. We gave it a good crack, and I've got some good mates, including Michael Gallagher and I sang this. And where did we sing that? That was at the World.
You're boring me now.
Okay, I can't think of what it was. I'll play it instead now.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to hold 'em.
Got me, Simon, know when to walk today. I mean, how can you not?
Know when
really
to run.
I mean, you were twitching away there, weren't you, Weaver? Not really.
I was twitching away, but that was something else.
Well, you were too busy looking at your phone. You weren't even listening to my song, actually. It's a bit rude. Talking about rude, though, your next song, How about this?
How about this?
Where did this come from?
Well, when it came, this is from our Lionel Richie greatest compilation called Back to Front. It came out in about 1990 something or other.
Yes.
And my sister had it because she liked Lionel Richie. And there were, you know how they do sometimes when they package up singles and they put a couple of extra songs on to make people buy it. This was one of the extra songs on that package that was released as a single. And me and my sister used to dance along to it, and I've always quite liked it. And what I tell you, what's the cool thing about it, the album artwork on that picture has a photo. It's called Back to Front. All the listeners can look it up on the internet. But it's got a great... Lionel Richie does great impression of a vagina on it, look.
Oh, I don't think that's what he's intending it to look like. Because my picture's just got him looking normal.
Yeah, but this is the inside cover.
Oh.
Yeah, so when me and my sister were dancing to it, we'd always go, look, it's Lionel.
Yeah, okay, thank you. You always have... Okay, well, let's just play and see if it sounds a bit like that as well.
You came in. That's what my little heart was looking for. Laughter in the rain. A fool in love again. Oh, the laughter came when the tears stopped falling. Now all do is just call your name.
I say, love, brother.
You walked in at my home, discovered that my life would never be the same. You are my destiny. You are my one. The magic of your spell. How much joy we'll have together, only time will tell.
Yeah.
Should we talk a little louder in case people have fallen asleep, Simon?
They won't have fallen asleep. They'll all be dancing and cuddling their partners. Probably
would
making,
they, though?
Probably making sweet love to Lionel.
I don't think they would be. I think they'd be looking maybe to go and get a beer or something else. Anything else would be better than that.
Oh, it's such a killjoy, Dave.
No, just being honest. He was good in the Commodores, let's be honest. And a little bit of dancing on the ceiling, maybe, but as long as that one meant something special to you, which
it did.
I think it did.
Yeah, just keep thinking.
Okay.
Vagina.
I don't know what to say there. Quickly moving on. If there's ever a song that gets everyone going, you know, it doesn't matter if you're in your lounge. It is. It really is, actually. In a pub, in a bar, at a party. A bit of Neil Diamond, super guilty pleasure. Sweet Caroline, we're going to truck on with that right now.
I like that.
Isn't it? Oh, come on, you want to sing along to this one? You can slip in a few, whoa, later.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Was on the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands. Reaching out, touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline.
Oh,
times never seem so good. I've been inclined,
ba-ba,
to be. But now I look at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two, and when I hurt runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when I'm holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Ba-ba-ba.
Good times never seem so good. I'll be in flight.
Whoa-oh-oh.
To believe they never would. Oh, no, no. All right, we're coming up to the last chorus now. I'm going to need to hear everybody singing, folks. Come on. Take a deep breath. We'll do it together. Sweet Caroline.
Up, up, up.
The times never seem so good. I've been flying.
Up, up, up.
To believe they never would. Come on, we'll take it up a half step.
Ba ba ba.
Good times never seem so good. I've been inclined.
Ba ba ba.
To believe they never would. Sweet Caroline.
Just a classic. I mean, seriously. He was Very cool. Just a great song. Simon, we are moving into the dead end of the rest of the night. We've got two more tracks to go.
That's positive.
Oh, no. It's well, I mean, this is the most intriguing guilty pleasure I've ever heard. So why don't you tell us a bit about it?
It is from the Lionel Bart musical version of Oliver Twist. It's written by Fagin. It comes at the end of the musical where he's having a change of heart. Perhaps he's not born to be a criminal. And it's wonderful. The tune's wonderful, the words are wonderful, and you can move your fingers in time to it.
Okay, I hope it's the right one I've got then.
A man's got a heart, hasn't he? Choking apart, hasn't he? And though I'd be the first one to say that I wasn't a saint, I'm finding it hard to be really as black as they paint. I'm reviewing the situation. Can a fella be a villain all his life? All the trials and tribulation. Better settle down and get myself a wife. And a wife would cook and sew for me, and cub for me, and go for me, and go for me, and nag at me. The finger she will wag at me, the money she will take from me, the misery she'll make from me. I think I'd better think it out again. A wife you can keep anyway. I'd rather sleep anyway. Live without anyone in the world. And I'm starting from now. So, how to win friends and to influence people. So how? I'm reviewing the situation. I must quickly look up everyone I know. Titled people with a station who will help me make a real impressive show. I will own a suite at Claridge's and run a fleet of carriages and wave at all the duchesses with friendliness as much as is befitting of my new estate. Good morrow to you, magistrate! Oh, good. I think I'd better think it out again. So where shall I go? Somebody? Who do I know? Nobody. All my dearest companions have always been villains and thieves. So at my time of life, I should start turning over new leaves. I'm reviewing the situation. If you want to eat, you've got to earn a bob. Is it such a humiliation for a robber to perform an honest job? So, a job I'm getting possibly. I wonder who my boss will be. I wonder if you'll take to me what bonuses you'll make to me. I'll start at 8 and finish late at normal rate and on with... Oh, wait. I think I'd better think it out again. What happens when I'm 70? Must come a time, 70, when you're old and it's cold, and who cares if you live or you die? Your one consolation's the money you may have put by. I'm reviewing the situation. I'm a bad one, and a bad one I shall stay. You'll be seeing no transformation, but it's wrong to be a rogue in every way. I don't want nobody hurt for me or made to do the dirt for me. This rotten life is not for me. It's getting far too hot for me. Don't want no one to rob for me. But who will find a job for me? There is no in-between for me. But who will change the scene for me? Oh. I think I better think it out again.
Oh. Boom.
Wow, almost breathless. In fact, you could suggest any musical would be a guilty pleasure, going by that, do you think?
Going by that, yeah. You'd be wrong to suggest any musical would be a guilty pleasure, but I understand what you mean.
What's your... What would be your most favourite musical, then?
Probably Mary Poppins, in terms of being a film.
Yes.
And just a wonderful piece of cinema, but Rocky Horror as well is very good.
Rocky Horror, we...
Jesus Christ Superstar, can't go wrong with that.
Right. So you do like your musicals, then?
Quite. I don't like Salad Days. I don't like Oklahoma.
Did you like Hamilton?
I'd never seen it.
I wouldn't rush to it. Just saying. Anyway.
You're so contrived, David.
Not at all. Look, for any guilty pleasure playlist, any ABBA song would be appropriate. And we're going to close my kind of celebration for a year on the air with ABBA. ABBA is, I mean, what would be your favourite ABBA track? I know you've got many.
Does Your Mother Know? But hands down.
Really?
It's wonderful.
That's their most rockiest, probably.
It is, yeah.
Off Voulez-Vous, is that right?
I'm not that much of a fan, David.
And Chiquitita, which was on that album as well, I think.
Yeah,
too.
I'd more go for Lamb Madras myself. But
really?
Sorry, lame joke.
But, yeah, it's all right.
But I'd just like to say congratulations on your first birthday.
Thank you so much.
It's been wonderful to be part of it.
Well, it's lovely that you're here, and... We're gonna finish this tonight off with a little bit of ABBA and Mamma Mia. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great night, everyone. Love your work.
Bye.
Okay.
Just so we're not confused, Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd is not a guilty pleasure. In fact, it's my number one song of all time. It's probably the first time, though, that we've had it as it's my outro track. And because we finished it a little early, you get to hear it. So if we do this really well for the next year's song, then we can probably have a bit more of Pink Floyd at the end.
Shit, yeah.
All right, thanks again for listening. Have a great night.
I wish you were here.